यमुना तीरवन चारि जय कुंज बिहारी। जय यमुना तीरवन चारि जय कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परयोगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद स्टीवन ग्रेसेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We are reading from 9th canto, chapter 15, text 11 through 15 onwards.
Druptam shatram buvo baram अब्राह्मण्यम् अनीनशात् रजस्तमोवृतम् अहान् फल्कुनी अपि कृते अम्हषि तृप्तां शत्राम्बुभोबारम् अप्रमण्यम् अनीशनात् रजस्तमोवृतम् अहान् फल्गुनी अपि कृते अम्हषि तृप्तां शत्राम्बुवोबारम् अप्रमण्यम् अनीनशात् रजस्तमोवृतम् अहान् फल्गुनी अपि कृते अम्हषि
तृप्ताम वेरी प्राउड शत्रम द क्षत्रियस द रूलिंग क्लास भुवः ऑफ द अर्थ वारम बर्डन अप्रमण्यम सिनफुल नॉट कैरिंग फॉर द रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल एनाउंसिएटेड बाय द ब्राह्मणास अनीनशात drove away or annihilated. Rajastama, by the qualities of passion and ignorance. Vritam, covered. Ahan, he killed. Palguni, not very great. Api, although, Krite, had been committed. Ammasi, an offense. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When the royal dynasty, being excessively proud because of the material modes of passion and ignorance, became irreligious and ceased to care for the laws enacted by the Brahmanas, Parashuram killed them. Although their offense was not very severe, he killed them to lessen the burden of the world. We will also read the translation for text 11, 12 and 13. Satyavati, however pacified Richika Muni with peaceful words and requested that her son not be like a fierce Kshatriya. Richika Muni replied, then your grandson will be of Kshatriya spirit. Thus, Jamadagni was born as a son of Satyavati. Satyavati later became the sacred river Kaushiki to purify the entire world, and her son Jamadagni married Renuka, the daughter of Renu. By the semen of Jamadagni, many sons, headed by Vasuman, were born from the womb of Renuka. The youngest of them was named Rama or Parasurama. Learned scholars accept this Parasurama as the celebrated incarnation of Vasudeva, who annihilated the dynasty of Kshatriyas. Parasurama killed all the Kshatriyas on earth 21 times. When the royal dynasty, being excessively proud
because of the material modes of passion and ignorance, became irreligious and ceased to care for the laws enacted by the Brahmanas. Parshuram killed them. Although their offense was not very severe, he killed them to lessen the burden of the world.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
The Kshatriyas are the ruling class must govern the world in accordance with the rules and regulations enacted by great Brahmanas and saintly persons. As soon as the ruling class becomes irresponsible in regard to the religious principles, it becomes a burden on the earth. As stated here, Rajas Tamo Vritam Bharam Abrahmanyam. When the ruling class is influenced by the lower modes of nature, namely ignorance and passion, it becomes a burden to the world and must then be annihilated by superior power. We actually see from modern history that monarchies have been abolished by various revolutions, but unfortunately, the monarchies have been abolished to establish the supremacy of third class and fourth class men. Although monarchies overpowered by the modes of passion and ignorance have been abolished in the world, the inhabitants of the world are still unhappy. For although the qualities of the former monarchs were degraded by taints of ignorance, these monarchs have been replaced by men of mercantile and worker classes whose qualities are even more degraded. When the government is actually guided by Brahmanas or God-conscious men, then there can be real happiness for the people. Therefore, in previous times, when the ruling class was degraded to the modes of passion and ignorance, the Brahmanas, headed by such Kshatriya-spirited Brahmana as Parasuram, killed them 21 consecutive times. In Kali Yuga, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 2nd chapter, 13th verse, Dashu Prayeshu Rajeshu, the ruling class, Rajanya, will be no better than plunderers, Dashyus, because the third class and fourth class men will monopolize the affairs of the government. Ignoring the religious principles and Brahmanical rules and regulations, they will certainly try to plunder the riches of the citizens without consideration. As stated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 1st chapter, 40th verse, Asamskritaha Kriyahina Rajasha Tamasha Vritha Prajashte Bhakshashyanti Milecha Rajanya Rupinaha. Being unpurified, neglecting to discharge human duties properly, and being influenced by the modes of passion, rajas and ignorance, tamas, unclean people, melachas, posing as members of the government, Rajanya Rupinaha, will swallow the citizens, Prajaste Bhakshashyanti. And in still another place, Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 2nd chapter, verses 7 to 8, says, Evam Prajapir Dushtabir Akrine Shitimandale Brahmavit Shatra Shudrana Yobali Bhavita Nirpaha Prajahi Labdai Rajanyair Nirgunair Tashu Dharmabihi Achinna Dara Dravina Yashyanti Giri Kananam. Human society is naturally grouped into four divisions as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvanyam Mayashastam Gunakarma Vibhagashaha. But if this system is neglected and the qualities and divisions of society are not considered, the result will be Brahmavit Kshatra Shudranam Yo Bali Bhavita Nirpaha. The so-called caste system of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishya and Sudra will be meaningless. As a result, whoever somehow or other becomes powerful will be the king or president, and thus the prajas or citizens will be so harassed that they will give up earth and womb and will go to the forest. Yashanti Giri Kananam, to escape harassment by government officials who have no mercy and are addicted to the ways of plunderers. Therefore, prajas, or people in general, must take to Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement, which is the sound incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kalikale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has now appeared as an incarnation by his holy name. Therefore, when the prajas become Krishna conscious, they can then expect a good government and good society, a perfect life, and liberation from the bondage of material existence. Om Ajnanatam Randasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Unmilitam Yena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Tatati Shvapatantikam E Krishna Karuna Shindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanushute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupasya Krupa Shindupaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Girim Yatkrupa Tamaham Mande Shri Guru Dinataranam.
So many different things are like mentioned in this set of like verses. Maybe like we can look at like one or two like points which are going to be applicable to us. When we read these kind of like pastimes, like often we might be thinking that these are not applicable to us, because here we are talking about the pastimes of Lord Parasuram, who killed all these kings, all these kshatriyas 21 times. Then one might be saying, I'm not a kshatriya, I'm not a king, so it is not like applicable to me. But there are like loads and loads of instructions for us as practicing devotees, which we can learn from these pastimes. And like, you know, like as Srila Prabhupada beautifully elaborated in like, you know, these purports, couple of things I would like to point out. One is, here it says in text 15, when the royal dynasty, being excessively proud because of material modes of passion and ignorance, became irreligious and ceased to care for the laws enacted by the Brahmanas. So whenever one becomes like very proud, they are going to become like an irreligious, and they don't care for the laws enacted by the Brahmanas. So this is something which can be like, you know, easily applied in our own like, you know, lives. If you look at like pride, pride is so vicious that even when a devotee is very seriously performing devotional service, even when the devotee is advancing significantly, still, like, you know, pride can appear. Like, we see so many different pastimes, so many different pastimes throughout the scriptures, where because of
the pride, like, you know, exalted personalities, they fall down. Because of the pride, they fall down. Then what to speak of people like ourselves, who are just starting, like, our Krishna consciousness. We are not, like, you know, like, at a stage of Nishtha, Ruchi, or, like, you know, like, Bhavan, Preman, things like that. We are at, like, very lower stages. Even those devotees who reach, like, higher stages, they fall down because of this pride. And we need to be, like, very, very, like, careful. We need to carefully guard ourselves against this pride. And in one sense, we can say that it is very difficult to get rid of pride, but in another sense, it is very, very easy to get rid of pride. So, like, you know, like, in one of the conversations Srila Prabhupada was having with as like assembly of devotees, one particular devotee was boasting as if, like, you know, the devotee did, like, so many wonderful services, like, you know, like, I'm great, like that he was presenting to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was pointing out that, like, you know, he was starting with the entire creation. He was saying that, you know, we have a very, like, out of the entire creation, the spiritual world is, like, you know, occupying 3/4 of the entire creation. And the material world is only, like, you know, constitutes 1/4 of the creation. Out of that material world, like, within the material world, there are, like, millions and billions and trillions and gazillions of, like, universes coming out of the pores of Mahavishnu. It's coming out of his pores, like, all these universes. There are, like, unlimited universes. Out of all these universes, there is, like, one tiny universe, which is, like, our universe. And within this universe, there are, like, hundreds and thousands of planets. There are so many, like, you know, like, planetary systems. And out of all these planetary systems, we are in the middle planetary system. And within the middle planetary system, there are so many different planets. And out of all these planets, we are in one planet called Earth. And within the Earth planet, there are so many different, like, continents. So out of that, we are in one continent. And within this continent, there are so many countries. So out of those countries, we are in one country. And within this country, we have so many different states. And out of those, we are in one state. And out of all these states, like, within this state, there are so many different cities. In those, like, you know, we are in living in one city. And within that city, there are so many, like, you know, like, suburbs and neighborhoods and small towns and things like that. And we are in, like, one little neighborhood, like, you know, Rajas Park. So even within Rajas Park, there are so many different streets. So many different streets. We are in one street called Lunt Avenue. And within Lunt Avenue, there are so many different, like, buildings. And we are occupying, we are in one building, like, you know, which is, like, 17, 16. So within this building, there are so many rooms. We are just, like, you know, like, in the temple room. And within this temple room, there are so many different, like, you know, living entities. Like, we have, like, you know, like, five, like, seven, like, you know, like, devotees. No, 5 + 3 = 8. 8 devotees. I cannot do the math. So we have, like, 8 devotees here, and we also have so many, like, living entities around. Right? So many bacteria, so many different living entities. The deities are here, and, like, you know, Prabhupada is here. Like, you know, like, in, among, like, when we are, like, among, like, all of them, then we are thinking, I am great. So that's what, like, you know, Srila Prabhupada, anyways, Srila Prabhupada was talking in either Los Angeles or San Francisco to that particular devotee. So he was telling, then you think that you are great. How great you are compared to Krishna's greatness. So we are like, we cannot even comprehend how great Lord Krishna is, but still we think that we are great. So if we properly understand our philosophy, and if we properly understand the like opulence of Lord Krishna and his devotees, then it is going to be very, very easy for us to become like humble. We can easily become not like proud. But at the same time, we also see that it is very, very difficult to get rid of this pride, because we keep on feeding that pride. We keep on feeding that pride. As we advance in our own spiritual life, we think, initially, if one thing, if we look, lot of times, maybe not like all the times, most of the times we do see, when we joined, when we started practicing our own Krishna consciousness, initially the amount of progress we made and amount of joy we obtained might be much more compared to for many of us when at this particular stage. Because at the beginning, typically we think that wow, all these devotees are so wonderful, everyone is so wonderful, I am so new, I have to learn so much, I am very insignificant, I have to learn so much. So there is natural humility when we join, because we are experiencing something which is beyond our comprehension. So our appreciation for the devotees and deities and prasad and Srila Prabhupada, everything is so great. So because of that, the advancement we make in spiritual life is also proportionately great. But as we proceed further, if we are not careful, then we might be thinking, look at this devotee. He or she only joined yesterday. I have been practicing Krishna consciousness for the last 17 years. I was born in this particular family or that particular family. I am very well educated, or that and this and whatnot. We think, look at each and every one of them, and then we are very proud of those accomplishments. Maybe we might say that, wow, I read Srimad Bhagavatam, so many of those cantos, so nicely, and this devotee did not even start reading Bhagavad Gita. I am much better than this devotee. Or thinking I am a sannyasi, or I am a brahmachari. What is this? All these devotees who did not decide whether they want to become brahmacharis or grahasthas or these grahasthas, all these devotees who are much lower than me, the mind plays all the tricks. I am great. And even within a particular group, we might be thinking, what is this? Look at all these temple residents. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and this devotee, he never wakes up before me. He wakes up at only 4:01 or something like that. Or we say something like, Prabhu, I've been practicing Krishna consciousness for longer time than you. Or I'm that. I've been waking up earlier. I've been doing this and that and whatnot. The pride, Maya Devi, tests us so much. And pride is something which is, because it is so subtle, it is very difficult to get rid of. So unless we are going to be very careful, it is very, very difficult to get rid of the pride. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, only when we are humble, only when we are prideless, then we can chant the holy names. So here also in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is towards the end, he's talking about how in this particular age, Lord Krishna, he had appeared as an incarnation of his holy name. If we associate with Lord Krishna even for 1 second, we are going to, like, you know, get rid of all our anarthas, like including pride and whatever it is. We are going to be getting rid of all the anarthas within a second, as long as we are, like, you know, like having that association. As Srila Prabhupada mentions here, so in this age, holy name is, like, Lord Krishna had incarnated in the form of his holy name. So if, but for us to get his association, we need to be like humble. So only when we are humble, only when we are tolerant, we will be able to, like, actually chant the holy names. Otherwise, we will be just chanting like parrot. Even that has, like, benefit, but we will not get the complete benefit. It is more like, you know, the story of the old Mataji who was carrying, like, you know, a bundle of wood on her head in the forest, and the, like, you know, bundle of wood fell down. And she was, like, you know, because she was so old, she is not able to, like, you know, reach down and take that bundle of, like, wood on her head. So she was, like, you know, crying out, "My dear Lord, please come and help me." And the Lord came, Lord Krishna came, and then he asked her, "What do you want? Is there anything I can do for you?" Then she said, "Yes. Can you please lift this bundle of, like, you know, like wood and put it on my head?" Then he said, "Okay." He took that thing and put it on her head, and she left. So when we have all these anarthas, our chanting is like this. So Lord Krishna is all powerful. He can take us back home, back to Godhead. But when we are, like, you know, chanting with lot of these anarthas, especially the pride and, like, intolerance, whenever we have these two, we will not be able to fully get the mercy to the fullest extent possible. It is more like, you know, if a billionaire is asking us, you ask, like, you know, like, whatever you want from me. So even if you want $1 billion, I will give you. So if the billionaire is going to ask us like that, and we are saying, "Give me like $1. So it is like that. When we are with prideful heart, with intolerant heart, if we are approaching the holy name, we are just getting, like, withdrawing that $1 instead of withdrawing that $1 billion. So in a sense, to, like, you know, still it is beneficial, because we get access to the mercy of the Lord, and by keep on chanting, we will get rid of the pride and the intolerance. So that is, like, you know, like, one important point which is, like, applicable to, like, all of us. Actually, in the pastime of the Lord killing KC demon, Srila Prabhupada, like, mentions how the Lord killed the demon, the KC demon, the horse demon, by putting his like hand inside the mouth of the demon. So there, like, you know, like, different acharyas, they, like, mention that the easiest way to get rid of the pride is using, like, by controlling the demon of pride through our mouth. So in one lecture which I was hearing recently, in Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he mentions that whenever you think you are a great devotee, or you are so advanced than, like, others and all this, as soon as you think, immediately run down to the prasadam hall and eat as much prasadam as, like, you know, like, you can. Like, his point is, you need lot of mercy. If you have pride, even the slightest tinge of pride in your heart, without getting access to lot of the mercy, there is no hope. So he was jokingly saying, anyways, it is not, like, completely, it is not a full joke. Obviously, by eating prasadam, like, and like we get access to the mercy. So please don't immediately run down to the prasadam hall and keep on consuming lot of prasadam. That is, like, you know, the point he was making was, we need mercy because it is very difficult to get rid of the pride. And we can easily get access to the mercy through our mouth. How? By eating prasadam and chanting the holy names, and more importantly, by praising the devotees, appreciating the devotees. The antidote for the pride is, like, you know, like appreciation of other devotees. When we appreciate the qualities of, like, other devotees, then we will be thinking, wow, like, you know, these devotees, like, you know, this devotee is so humble, this devotee is so tolerant, and that devotee is so grateful, and this devotee is, like, you know, like much more like punctual and doing the assigned services so nicely, like that. Like, when we see all the good qualities of, like, other devotees, then we will be, like, you know, looking at ourselves compared to these devotees, like, you know, what kind of qualities I have. I don't have any good qualities. I'm not humble, though I might be putting on a show as if, like, I'm humble, or I might be putting on, like, you know, a lot of times that is, like, you know, like one thing, like a lot of us, especially me, is very good at, like, putting on a show which is not truly reflecting who we are. So we might be, like, you know, really intolerant. But when we come in the association of devotees, especially the superior devotees, we might put on a show as if, like, you know, like we are the most tolerant person in the entire universe or something like that. So when we, like, appreciate other qualities of other devotees, and when we read the scriptures, when we read the scriptures and recite the scriptures, like, you know, like in this manner, like, you know, like when we use our mouth, we can easily conquer the pride. When especially reading Srimad Bhagavatam and the pastimes of different devotees who had exhibited that humility, those devotees who had exhibited the humility, when we read those pastimes, it is going to, like, help us in getting rid of this pride. So that is, like, one point I wanted to make. There are also so many, like, other things here, but we don't have so much of time. Like, another thing which we can learn from this set of verses is that how it is important for us to, like, act within, like, our capacity, or act within our adhikar. So we cannot act as if, like, you know, like we have some, like, you know, like qualities, and act beyond our, like, capacity in essence. For example, like when we are a neophyte devotee, we cannot, like, you know, like imitate as if we are going to be, like, you know, like Mahabhagavatas. So whatever is our capacity, we need to act within that particular capacity. We cannot, like, imitate. So that is what is, like, you know, like very important. That's why, like, you know, like all these four divisions are there. All these rules and regulations, and, like, you know, the four divisions of, like, you know, Kshatriyas and, like, others, like Brahmanas, Vaishyas and Sudras are there because we need to act within our capacity, our natural inclination or qualities. Based on those, we need to engage our senses. That is why, like, you know, like even we have, like, we have all this, like, you know, Varnas and Ashramas. For example, if anyways, maybe it is not a, like, good example. So I was going to give an example, but let me not do that. So let me make it more, like, abstract rather than giving, like, example. Because I don't want to, like, offend, like, anybody. So the thing is that we might be thinking that we are, like, you know, like, so great, or we can practice a particular kind of lifestyle, but internally when we feel that we are not capable of practicing that particular lifestyle, then it is better to choose a different lifestyle which is going to be conducive for our own spiritual growth, rather than artificially following something which we are not ready to follow. And rather, we choose something else which is in alignment with our own nature. So it is better to follow something perfectly, though we might think that that is not a perfect situation. It is better to follow that perfectly so that we can make progress in our own spiritual life. We can go closer and closer to Krishna, rather than artificially trying to stay in a situation where everyone will be thinking that, such a great devotee, and we are not really following whatever we have to follow for that particular circumstance, then we are doing disservice. We are doing disservice. So that is going to be really detrimental. It is going to be really detrimental for our own spiritual life. So let me read the first line of the translation again. When the royal dynasty, being excessively proud because of the material modes of passion and ignorance, became irreligious and ceased to care for the laws enacted by the Brahmanas. So that is what happens whenever we are proud, or whenever we put on a show which we are not actually following, but we are put on a show as if we are following. What will happen? We will become irreligious and we will cease to care for the laws. What are those laws? The rules and regulations given to us by our acharyas, the do's and don'ts. So we might be deviating from these rules and regulations. So whenever we see ourselves moving away from some of these rules and regulations or things like that, then we need to stop and ask ourselves a question: why are we doing that? What is the underlying cause? And most of the times the answer is going to very easy to find. It is going to be one of those underlying anattas. Maybe we become very proud. So one of these, why being pride is really, really, really detrimental to our devotional service, because when we are proud, we see again and again in different pastimes throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, as soon as one becomes proud, he or she commits so many offenses, right and left. We see Daksha, we see Lord Brahma, Indra, so many people throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, as soon as one becomes proud, they commit lot of offenses. And as soon as we commit offenses to the devotees of the Lord, he forgives when we make an offense towards him. When we make an offense towards the Lord, he forgives that person very easily. And when we commit an offense towards the holy name, and holy name is also very merciful, he also forgives us. But when we offend a devotee, nobody can save us, including Lord Krishna. As we saw in the pastime of Durvasa Muni, the Lord said, I am helpless, I cannot help you. Though it is my Sudarshan Chakra which is chasing you after, I don't have any power to call the Sudarshan Chakra back, because you offended my devotee. I am under the control of my devotees. So you offended a devotee, only way you can rectify that is by taking shelter of the devotee. And if the devotee forgives you, then I will forgive. But I don't have any power to directly forgive you. So that is why we need to be very, very careful to not become proud of whatever little achievements we might have made in our material or spiritual life, because the pride is blinding. As soon as we have the pride, it is going to blind everything, and we will go out of our senses. We will not even know what we are doing. We will be committing all these great offenses. Then we will think that, I am in a position to correct this devotee. So I am doing greatest service. Kishore is going to be pleased with me. That's what the mind is going to tell. Instead of saying that, my dear Prabhu and Mataji, be careful. You are offending a Vaishnava. It is not your position to correct this person unless you are in a position of authority. So try, don't commit offenses. Instead of saying that, the mind will say, wow, what a wonderful and so compassionate Vaishnava I am. I am going and keep on correcting all these devotees so that they can go closer to Krishna. Mind will play all this trick. That's why it is important for us to safeguard ourselves from the pride. Without that, we will be committing all these offenses, which is going to make it very, very difficult for us to advance in our own Krishna consciousness. Sorry, I took extra time. So let's see whether there are any comments or questions or corrections. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, Namaruchi, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. Very profound class again. And there were so many points in the purport and your class, but one of the points you mentioned at the beginning of the class, you said, we may think I'm not a Kshatriya. And so how does this apply to me? And so I thought that was an important point, because I was recently talking to one devotee about this, and Keshava Kishore Prabhu, formerly known as Carlos, in case no one knows. We were discussing this point just a few days ago, or whenever, a week ago. So we were joking that in Vietnam, some people could avoid the draft. I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm a woman. I can escape to many countries. But he made the most profound point that I wrote down. And he said, the day we were born is the day we were drafted into the war against Maya. So everyone's actually a Kshatriya, and although wartime is sometimes, the war against Maya is all the time. So my question is that when we see, when we hear these pastimes of bad leaders, poor leaders, so sometimes we may come in, somebody may appoint us to replace a bad leader, and we may think, oh, I must be the chosen one. I'll be a great leader. But this just reminds me of one pastime, chapter 89 of Krishna book. There's two pastimes in that chapter. But in the second pastime, it mentions that even Krishna thought himself a better leader. Even Arjuna thought himself a better leader than Krishna, because there was a pastime where a Brahmana wife had many babies, and all the babies would disappear. Every baby she had, it would disappear and disappear. So then a wife of the husband of the Brahmana said, nobody can protect my child. And so then Arjuna came and said, I'm a protector, and if I can't protect your child, then I'll commit suicide. And so the Brahmana said, if even Krishna can't protect my child, then how can you? And so Arjuna said, I'm a better leader than Krishna. So so when the time came for the Brahmana wife to have a baby again, Arjuna came around, surrounded them, and started shooting arrows in all directions. And long story short, it was Krishna who wound up kidnapping the babies and making them disappear. And he humbled Arjuna. Arjuna was about to commit suicide when he realized I couldn't protect the child. And Krishna said, actually, I'm the real protector. But he protected the reputation as devotee and returned the children and gave credit to Arjuna. So my question is that when we take a position of leadership, It's not necessarily, my direction is, I can't really ask it in a question format, but maybe you collaborate on it. Is it that it's necessarily for our glorification or our purification? Because when you're a leader, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, everyone's gonna, you know, accept you as a leader, and maybe it's for your own humility and purification. So how important is it to maintain that humility that I may be a worse leader, you know, than the one that was replaced? Because there's so many passages where devotees say, you know, I have to be more humble than a blade of grass, or etc. Sorry, there's so many points in the purport. Sometimes I can organize my thoughts. Sometimes Krishna gives me the inspiration, and sometimes not. That's why I go on. I don't mean to, but maybe you could elaborate on some of those points. Yes, so,
thank you, Prabhu. In the scriptures, different types of like anarthas are like mentioned. So many different types of anarthas are like, you know, like mentioned in the scriptures. And one set of anarthas, they arise from the execution of devotional service. Like actually, like, you know, like we can have like anarthas as we execute like devotional service. What are those anarthas? One becomes proud and one gets followers. So maybe like, you know, like we have very like, you know, like nice kirtan led by like, you know, Giridhari Prabhu. So like, you know, like when someone is like attracted, wow Prabhu, like you are doing really nice kirtan and so many devotees like, you know, like following, and one gets the wealth, so one gets followers, wealth, and so many different opulences. These are the side effect of executing devotional service, and these are anarthas. Why? Because it can be an anartha, it doesn't need to be. If it is not properly used in the service of Krishna, it is going to be taking us away from Krishna. So when we have so many followers and so many devotees are like appreciating like our service, saying that, wow Prabhu, you are a great leader, or Prabhu, you are great, like, you know, kirtaniya, or Prabhu, like, you know, like you wash the pots better than anybody else, like I don't even need a mirror, I can just like, you know, look at the pot you washed and I can like, you know, comb my hair or something like that. So like even for a small service one might render, one is going to get like, you know, lot of praise from others, like, you know, like fame, wealth, followers, and all those are going to be manifesting. These are considered as like anarthas because they can take us away from Krishna. So your point is the same. And because as we progress in our spiritual life, we will be given like more and more services. And these services come up with, they come with opportunities for like, you know, getting followers or getting fame and all those. So if we are not ready, that is going to be detrimental to like our own like devotional service. If like, you know, 10 people are going to come and tell, oh, like you are a great leader, maybe the first time around we might say, I'm not a great leader. Like, you know, so-and-so is great leaders, that devotee is a great leader, like that. And second time, third time, we might be thinking, maybe like one devotee might make a mistake. So many devotees are coming and telling that, oh, like I'm a great leader. Maybe there might be some truth to it. Maybe I'm a great leader. And after the 10th person says, then that is going to become like stronger and stronger. Yes, I am a great leader. And later on, we will go and fight with others. See, like, I'm a great leader. Why are you not following in my footsteps? Like, you know, I'm setting all these standards, you are not following. So that person is not a leader, this person is not a good leader, I am a great leader. So that is the nature of pride. Like, you know, like as, like, you know, it is being like, you know, reinforced again and again. Like, you know, like the, in the pastime of Trinavarta, Trinavarta is compared to the false, like, you know, pride. The ire and the nature of the false pride It's like, you know, like Trinavarta demon, like, you know, he was like going like high and high and high, like up in the sky, right? He was going like higher and higher and higher. That is the nature of the pride. It is going to put us like in like higher and higher and higher and higher. It will say like, Prabhu, you are like, you know, not like all these devotees. You are really like, you know, much more elevated than like everyone. It is going to like, you know, keep on taking us like, you know, like higher and higher, and we think that we are like, you know, elevated. And the more higher we go, as we fall down, it is going to hurt the most. It is going to hurt the most. So if we are going to be like, you know, like falling down from, let's say, like, you know, like altar to the floor, the height is not that much. We might have some, like, you know, maybe not even like broken leg. We might have some bruises and maybe like something might happen. Then what happens if we are falling from, like, you know, like Mataji ashram, like balcony? Now the distance, like height is much more. We are going to be hurt more. And if we are going to be falling from the roof, then we are going to be like getting hurt much more. And what happens if we are going to stand on like Empire State Building or something like that, and then like, you know, jump down? It is going to hurt the most. So that is the nature of like, you know, like pride. The more proud one is, as soon as one is going to correct them, they feel hurt. They feel like hurt. That's why like a lot of times when we do see like, you know, like when someone is proud, they cannot take any corrections, because their pride is like, you know, we are cutting the pride, and it is so painful. They cannot like, you know, like tolerate. Then they retaliate, and they are like, what do you mean? I am such and such. I am not like that. This is based on the circumstances, or that, or this. It is because of that devotee, or this devotee. It is not because of me. So the point I'm trying to make is that we need to be like very, very careful to make sure that we are not becoming like proud. How to become prideless? Just follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, during his like short time when he was here, in the like in the year, he constructed like 108 temples. He translated so many books, so many different things he did. He initiated thousands of devotees, so many centers. He circled the world so many times. He accomplished a lot. Did he say that it is because of him all this happened? No. It is because of the mercy of his spiritual master. He was able to render all these services. So when we try to give credit to where the credit actually belongs, then we will not become like proud. So when someone thinks that, oh, like it is because of me, I did this service so nicely, so like, you know, like I'm worthy of the prize. As soon as one thinks like that, they are going to like fall down. How come like we are able to render that service? It is by the mercy of the spiritual master. Without the mercy of the spiritual master, like we will not have any opportunity to serve Krishna. Serving Krishna is like, you know, not an easy proposition. It is not something like, you know, which anyone can do. But we are given the highest benediction of getting associated with devotees and serving Kishore Kishori. How come? By the mercy of the spiritual master and mercy of the predecessor, like acharyas. So if you always keep that in mind, then we will not become like proud. Otherwise we'll be thinking, wow, like I'm leading very nice kirtan, or I'm dressing the deity so nicely, like, you know, like I'm doing like sweeping the floor so nicely, or giving Srimad Bhagavatam class so nicely, or whatever the service might be, or making so wonderful bhoga for Kishore Kishori, like that one might think that, you know, like I'm the best in whatever like I'm doing. So pride is, we cannot get rid of pride, but we can redirect the pride. We need to be proud. What we need to be proud of? We need to be proud of our spiritual master. We need to be proud of, like how wonderful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, how magnanimous he is. So without any restriction, he is giving out his mercy. How by his mercy, even like as we are reading, like all the malachas, we are unclean, we have so many different disqualifications. Irrespective of all these disqualifications, still we received the mercy of the Lord. Why? Because of our spiritual master and other pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. So we need to be proud of that fact that we belong to a sampradaya where the mercy is flowing unlimitedly. Even we don't need to go and seek the mercy. Devotees come after us and to give us mercy. So we need to be proud of that fact. Not that so-and-so praise that, you are doing this service nicely or that service nicely. As soon as we think that it is me who is actually doing the service, then our fall down starts immediately. Is that okay, Prabhu? Thank you, Prabhu. Anything else? Maybe one more, then we'll stop. Okay, I think it is already time, so we will stop. Thank you so much for tolerating me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.